How many city employees does it take to change a street lamp? In this case, a lot.
There's actually a little army of people that are helping with this study.
Seattle City Light, the city's Department of Transportation, and several regional utilities are all involved, says Mark Reilly. He's with the Northwest Energy Efficiency Alliance, which is overseeing the study. He says they've got 180 test subjects who will walk or ride along the closed street after dark and push buttons indicating when they can recognize certain objects. The quality of the light is different. It's got a cooler feel. Some people say it's more like moonlight, but it's more focused and energy efficient. And Reilly says the data collected in Ballard will help a society of engineers set new standards for the region and potentially for the nation.
And the studies that have been done in the past have shown that even at much lower volume of light, subjects were able to identify objects further away with LED lighting.
That makes the lighting safer, which is the biggest priority when it comes to street lamps. But they also save lots of energy and money, says Seattle City Light's Edward Smalley.
Matter of fact, with the 20,000 units we've already installed, we've saved over $1 million that would normally be billed to the City of Seattle's general fund.
Smalley says that $1 million represents about 8 to 10 police officers and their vehicles. Seattle City Light started switching street lamps to LEDs in 2007 and got a federal grant in 2009, which was used to kickstart installation in residential neighborhoods all over the city. Now they're getting ready to do more major arterials and to install improved technology that allows them to save even more energy by dimming the lights at certain times. They think the city can save $4 million a year by switching all its street lamps over to LEDs and save an average of 115 megawatts a year. That's about enough to power 87,000 households. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.